Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Oh, we're going to talk about the bones. All right, we'll do that right after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so I wrote a note for myself, and it's one of those things where, what? And I remember doing it because I saw a YouTube video, and all I saw was the title. And so I just wrote one word, skeletons, and thought, hey, let's talk about skeletons. Okay, they are kind of the peons of the monster world, in the fantasy monster world, in these games. They're easy to run. They've got low hit points. You can throw a lot of them at a player. And after a while, I mean, it's not a monster you start them off with. I mean, we're just playing Hyperborea in its second level, and he threw giant rats and skeletons. That was it. And it worked. It worked fine. Now, okay, there are some downsides to using skeletons as foes. One, they're fragile. Doesn't take more than a couple of hits to take them down. Two, they're turnable. Really easily turnable. So you've got to take that into consideration. They're not the kind of monster you just throw at player characters by themselves. These are the kind of things I would use for support. Say you got two ogres in there and they call in skeletons, or a necromancer, and he's got a couple of bodyguards and then he calls in the skeletons or something like that. So, you know, like I said, they're basically there to give low-level parties something to fight that they have a reasonable chance of winning. And on the GM side, the bad guy side or the antagonist side, it wears them down, uses up resources, the PCs, I mean. And, you know, then they go in for the kill type of thing. You know, you have the PCs fight a dozen skeletons, and then they bring the mercenaries in. Let's throw that at them. Oh, boy. So, and there's nothing wrong with making a skeleton more formidable. I mean, orcs got orogs, which is bigger, badder orcs. Even Klingons. Even kobolds have bigger, badder kobolds. Let's have a bigger, badder skeleton. I mean, skeleton, you can animate in the game. You can animate any skeleton of any creature. And I believe it's in one of the New Big Dragon Games monster books, where they just give a list of, not a list, but I mean, they give you stats and stuff, of different creatures you can make undead. If you can make them undead, you can make them a skeleton. You can have a skeleton of them, you know. In fact, you can probably, they've got the creatures like, you know, the bag of bones and things like that, where you can actually have just a compilation of bones that are like, it's got four arms and two heads and six legs and, you know, some weird stuff like that. And you can do it that way. One of my favorite monsters is an undead monster called the Bone Cobbler. And that's what he does. He makes different kinds of skeletons. It's art to him. Well, there's also the advantage of he can sick them on player characters and other characters. So, you know, there's an advantage in that. What else can you do with skeletons? I think it was second edition, third edition of AD&D that had the spell Blast Bones. One of my favorite spells. Because you can explode bones. And one of the ways you could do it is you take a skeleton, put a bunch of extra bones in their belly, and throw them against the player characters. Say a dozen skeletons and like three of them have that all set up with the enchantment on it. Okay? Now, you can do it one of two ways. You can stand it back and go, ha, 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 you explode, you explode, you explode. Or you can put a trigger on it. You know, if the skeleton takes X amount of damage, it explodes. And it's shrapnel. It goes everywhere. It goes in a big radius. I mean, those things are dangerous. That's how you make a skeleton more dangerous. There's other games, I can't remember which monster book it is, where the skeletons, one of the things they do, they can throw their fingers like darts at the player characters. I mean, eventually they'll run out of fingers. They're not much good then, but they can do that. So that kind of, you know, that makes it more interesting. Basically, you're trying to make these more interesting. How about a skeleton that has a metal skeleton? Either it's made out of metal, iron, steel, whatever, or it's coated in metal. You know, think about Wolverine's adamantium skeleton. Take that off and run it against the player characters. They ain't gonna get very far. And, you know, as any other monster, you can change them up like boost to hit points or the armor class or something like that. And these are the kind of undead monsters you can give. You can give weapons to. And I think, I mean, they're close to mindless, but at the same time, in my games, I think they can be trainable. In other words, I give them weapons. Okay, the bad guy gives them weapons. What if he has somebody come in, a trainer or a mercenary, train them on how to use those weapons effectively? That'd be a big surprise to the player characters going up. Oh, it's one skeleton, no problem. What the heck? Oh boy, we better do something about this and run. But, you know, do three of those or four of those in a hall. Oh my goodness. You're going to have a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And they can give PCs problems. There's one Frog God module that's like a beginner module. And, you know, you can download it or whatever. I can't remember the name. But they go into one room. There's 200 skeletons. I don't remember if they were activated or not. But 200 skeletons is like, okay, I think I'll run it without this room. But then again, I put it back in just to see what the player characters would do. And they're very smart. They shut the door. Because the priest was there. He tried to turn them. He turned maybe a third of them. And that's it. So there's nothing more. We're going to skip this room. And they, you know, they closed it and barred the door. So, because there was nothing in there that you needed, really. Nothing. Just instant death. It's basically what I'm saying. You know, you'll take a lot of them down, but they will take you down. They can swarm. That's another thing. They swarm people. You get enough of them in there, they can swarm. The numbers, you know, the numbers don't lie. You can go in there and you may take one hit off of one skeleton and then there's five others come after you at the same time. They don't know. They're near mindless. So that's some good ideas for using skeletons in your game. I'm going to leave that there because this is going to be a little shorter one. and I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month. You too can help support this program. I would thank you. And if you want to do a single donation, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people. They do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.